4. Double surprise. Cody whipped into action. She pulled off Wyatt's exploding alien t-shirt and stretched it like a net under a trapeze. Not a moment too soon, Mew Mew slid earthward. She gave the tree one last scritch-scratch, and then her paws shot out like Super Cat. Mew Mew was in the air.
Oh no,
yelled Spencer.
Whoomp.
Mew Mew scored a direct hit on Wyatt's t-shirt. She was so heavy that Cody tumbled to the ground.
Are you all right?
Spencer asked. The cat's head popped out of the t-shirt. She looked pleased, as if defying death had turned out to be fun, as if she might consider doing it all over again.
She's perfectly fine, said Cody. Are you forgetting that cats have 9 lives?
Thanks for saving her, he said. I better go before Grandma Grace gets worried.
He held out his arms for the cat. They had just met, but Cody could already read Mew Mew's mind. That cat did not want to say adios.
I'll walk you home, Cody said.
Spencer's grandmother lived just around the corner, on Cody's favorite street. All the houses were doubles. They had 2 of everything, side by side. 2 front doors, 2 porches, 2 mailboxes. It was like when you dribble paint on paper, fold it in half, then open it, and ta-da!
That one's Grandma Grace's house,
Spencer pointed. The left side had tie-dyed curtains in the windows. Its front porch was cheery with a swing, wind chimes, and pots of flowers. On the right side, a skull and crossbones flag flew. That porch had a single rusty chair that had probably been there since dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Thanks again.
Spencer reached for Mew Mew, but Cody held on tight.
I could hypnotize her for you, she offered, so she won't ever run away again.
Thanks anyway, he said.
Cody handed the cat over. Mew Mew gave a heartbroken cry. It was cat for, I'll miss you so bad. Cody watched Spencer and